Greetings. I'm home, continuing to recover in my process to regain good health. We finally got a break in the rain, and I am hoping for some drier weather in the days to come. I'm ready for spring. We had another great day together yesterday as a church family here in Bellingham. Our relationship with God is one that transforms our lives. He changes us from glory to glory. That change comes by the kairos moments of God in our lives. I have been a believer for 53 years. I'm not the same person that I was 53 years ago. I'm not the same person I was 20 years ago, 10 years ago, or even a year ago. As believers in Christ, we believe in Him, and His presence in our lives transforms us from within. This is a year of truth, and truth comes by knowing the One who is truth. When we know Him, we become like Him in increasing measures. It's not dependent on how smart we are. It's not dependent on how hard we work. It's dependent on times of refreshing that come to us through knowing Jesus Christ in our lives. It's dependent upon His presence in our lives. Acts 3:19. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. To repent is to have a changed mind that gives us a changed way of thinking. Repentance in the Old Covenant was a discipline of the flesh. Repentance in the New Covenant is not a discipline of the flesh. It's a grace that is granted to us by the Spirit of Christ in our lives. He manifests as the Spirit of the Lord within our hearts, and He gives us new desires from within. John the Baptist was the best that it can be in the Old Covenant. His message was a message of repentance. Stop being bad. So you would discipline yourself according to the law to not be bad. So if you're a thief, you would discipline yourself to not steal anymore. But your internal nature was still tempted to steal. The law could not change the desires of the heart and mind. It could only restrain them. In the law, in the Old Covenant, the best you can do with a thief is to restrain them in their cultures or put them in jail. So you restrain them, you confine them, so that they're restrained from acting upon their will, from acting upon their true nature, their true desire. That's how the law works. Jesus didn't come to put us in another prison. He came to change our hearts, to change our minds, to give us a different desire so that we're no longer people who are in prison. He came to set captives free and to open prison doors to those who are bound. A captive is something that happens to you when someone does something to you. They took you and they made a captive out of you. You didn't do anything wrong, but they took and made a captive out of you. Jesus came to free the captives. He also came to open the prison doors for those who are bound. Prison is something you did to yourself. Prison is a consequence for your own actions. You're not a captive, you're a prisoner. Jesus doesn't come to set prisoners free. He opens prison doors and makes it so that you can walk out of prison. And you can't go back because there's nothing about you that can be incarcerated. He changes your nature from within. You're not a thief. You're not a liar. Your life is changed. So the repentance of the kingdom of God, the repentance of the new covenant, is different than repentance of the old covenant. It's not a discipline of your thoughts. It's a changed heart. If you will, it's a changed brain. You think different. The journey of Abram to become Abraham was a shadow of the good thing that is found in Christ for us all. Abram was a Chaldean, but Abraham was not a Chaldean. Abraham was a Hebrew. Abraham was transformed by the influence of heaven in his life. Abram was born on earth, but Abraham was born by faith. The sound of God in Abraham's name was his citizenship. He was born in heaven. There were no Hebrews on earth. Abraham was not a Jew, and Abraham was not a Gentile. Abraham was a Hebrew. He was a shadow of something that's destined for all tribes, tongues, peoples, and nations to be that can only happen in Christ. In Christ, we can find our citizenship in heaven, but then have a responsibility in the earth to bring the influence of heaven into the earth. So repentance in the new covenant is to be given a gift, a grant of what is in heaven, repentance unto life. I'm changed, so I see what God sees. I think what God thinks. Abraham thought differently than Abram. That's how he could willingly offer his son Isaac, because he knew his friend God would raise Isaac from the dead. He didn't offer him because he knew his friend would give him another son. No, He knew that it was not like his friend to have his son end in death. He knew that if he offered his son, his friend would raise his son from the dead. Hebrews 11:17-19. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. God saw Abraham's heart. He knew Abraham's mind. God knew that, yes, he is Abraham, so that when God said, "Stop, look," and the substitute ram, Jesus, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, was laid, was in the thicket. That substitute ram was in the thicket. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.